Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening and happy Monday, everyone. This is Derek Oliver, and this is the D&K Bible Break. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, it's 845-277-9094. I just hope everyone had a blessed and prosperous weekend. And again, this is D&K Bible Break live on Blog Talk Radio. And we got a special show tonight, a special edition show. We're going to do testimonies. So if you're listening in and you want to testify, you dial the 845-277-9094. After you dial that number, you hit option one, and you'll pop up on my screen, and I'll be able to see you, and we'll be able to have a good testimony service tonight. We got a lot in store for tonight, a lot of positive testimonies coming forth. Hopefully we can hear from you from all over the country. We want to send a special shout out because we're broadcasting in Nassau, Bahamas. We're also in Germany, and we're also in London live tonight for the D&K Bible Break. Hopefully you can sit back and you can call in and tell us how good the Lord has been to you during this pandemic 2020, as we get ready to go into 2021. With that being said, I'm going to take a quick break. I want you to listen to this song we're going to play, because I want everyone that's listening to my voice tonight, if you listen to the song, and I'll come back after it gets done playing, and we'll get right into the show. So with the next 2 minutes, you'll be hearing this song, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Can do. It's the new single by First Lady Pamela Zachary, the First Lady of Praise Tabernacle Church. Her first single, What God Can Do. We're asking everyone to listen tonight. I'm going to play it again before we leave. To go to Amazon and buy that single. I'm asking you, and for all my personal friends that's listening, I'm asking you to go on there tonight and go to Amazon and what God can do by Pamela Zachary and by that song. It's a beautiful song, and I know y'all like to rock on, you know, put it in your on your radio, on your iPods and everything, and listen. I like the song. I'm not being biased, but I like it. It's an amazing song by an amazing lady, her and her family. Y'all see them every Thursday night and every Sunday morning doing praise and worship. And she's been working on this project for a very long time. And her and Deacon Lee Stanton, I believe he produced it. And when his studio, he put it out there, and they finally put it out. It came out on yesterday. And I'm just asking everyone, if you know me, and you know me, and you call me Derek or you call me D, I'm just asking you to go ahead and purchase that single for me. Go to Amazon and go ahead and get the song. I would really, really, really would appreciate it. Tonight, we got a special show tonight. We got the D&K Bible Break. And tonight, we're going to be doing testimonies. I got some great testimonies coming up. And before I do that, I got to introduce my sidekick, my best friend, my beautiful wife, Miss Kay. You there?
I am here. Good evening. Happy Monday.
All right, all right. That's what's up. That's what's up. We got testimony services going on. We got the introduction of First Lady Pamela Zachary's CD, her song, What God Can Do. You can get that on Amazon. Am I saying it right? Amazon?
Amazon Music. If you don't have the app, download the app. Go ahead and get that purchase. It's an awesome, awesome song. Beautiful song. So go out and
support. It's only $1. What is it? $1.82?
It's not even that much.
Correct? Okay. Yeah, it's $1 and some change. So go ahead and if you know me, go ahead and download it. We got it in all of our household, and I just want everyone else to get it. It's a nice something you can rock with. So please do that. I'm hoping to hear from the bishop a little bit later in a few minutes. But we got an awesome show. Kay, you want anything to say before we get started?
I want to thank everybody that's calling in tonight. I pray that you all press option one. Give your testimony. Tell her what the goodness of what God has done for you. I know we all got something to be thankful for. As long as you got breath in your body this day, you have something to be thankful for. So call in and tell her the goodness of Jesus. Also, be mindful. We do have other people that may want to call in as well. So don't take it upon yourself to preach a whole sermon during your testimony. But do tell of God's goodness. So that's all I want to say.
And I'm not going to even be long-winded tonight. I'm going to get in and get out so don't nobody hurt. But during the pandemic, a lot of people have lost a lot. A lot of people are struggling. There's been a lot of churches that went under. There's been a lot of people that went under. And it's just been real crazy. And tonight we prayed about it, and we wanted to do the positive side to people who have been blessed and has been able to find God more in the pandemic, and going to give a positive side of what happened and what they found in 2020, not the negative side, because we do know we serve a living God and a God that can do all things but fail. So I'm going to come, I'm gonna get it started off right. I'm going to have a quick prayer, and then I'm going to Kentucky. I believe Kentucky, Ohio is going to be my first testimony coming up. And for those, this is by the quick word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We just want to just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God, that D&K Bible Break, that we're not seen, but your word is seen. And for everyone that's testifying, yeah, Father God, that we can be an overcomer of their testimonies, Father God. And Father God, we just ask that you continue to pray for us, continue to give us the strength. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Also, did I send my shout out to Germany? I think I did that already. To all my sponsors, Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing, we just want to send a shout out to you. And thank you again for supporting the D&K Bible Break and all the other shows Praise Tabernacle Bible study. Thursday night, Praise Tabernacle Thursday night praise and worship service led by Bishop Omar Zachary and family on Thursdays and Sundays. Watchmen on the Wall on Wednesdays and Sundays. Also, the Overseer, Spiritual Sense of Life on Saturdays, and Freestyle Friday on Fridays as well. So thank all the programs that's on Chaos. And without further ado, I'm going to be in Kentucky, I believe, with my man, Pastor Rod. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Derek?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I am doing
good
great.
Evening,
what you got for me?
It is a little over here, but I hear you. How's everybody?
Can you hear us fine? Because we got you good.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right, good.
I want to go ahead and just give us a testimony, man. Before you testify, just let me give you a background. This is Pastor Rob. He pastors a church in Cincinnati, Ohio, but he resides in Kentucky. He drives back and forth. If I'm not mistaken, he's a good, great man of God. And he's helped me out in the ministry. And I'm going to give you a chance. If you're on Facebook, go find Pastor Rob and listen to his morning inspirational. Just listen to him in the morning. It's a great way to start your day. And I'm telling you, I've been listening for all during the whole pandemic, and he's a great speaker. And when I say he gives you a lot of food, he don't give you soul food. He gives you that food that's good for you, good for the body, like smoothies and cucumber sandwiches. I mean, they're really good for you, and it'll fill you up. And it's very nutritious. I'm just telling you. When you listen to him in the morning, I'm telling you, your whole day will be better. It's not that long. Just listen to him in the morning. He's an awesome man of God. He's a great friend, and he's introduced me to a whole lot of – he's taken me to another level spiritually. So I'm going to let him start us off with what he has to say, a testimony, and I thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Derek, you and I talked earlier. It's so funny that after we spoke that you were telling me how some people are giving up hope. And right after we spoke, I got another call from a person that I respect very deeply and very highly. And usually he's a sheepdog, and he's been struggling, and he called, and we talked right after you and I spoke. And I think I felt like when we were talking earlier that we really had a word from God in that moment, in that this obstacle that's before us, whether it's opposition, obstacle, coronavirus, whatever, only leads to an opportunity. You can look at it, we can run, and we can cower like the Israelites did when a Goliath came forward. They would run and hide, but God looked for a man to stand in the gap in Ezekiel 22, and that man was David. And I know when we talked earlier, I really love that when David saw that opposition, he didn't run, and he understood that the battle was the Lord's. And I liked his attitude, a little cocky attitude, a little arrogant attitude, because he understood, based on what he had been through, that God would always help him in any war, any battle that he faced. And so if we're in a war, we're in a battle, we're in opposition, it's absolutely, depending on our perspective, how we react to it. And I believe we should look at this opposition as opportunity. And David looked at the Goliath and said, how dare this uncircumcised Philistine raise his voice and defy the armies of God? And so just thinking of that, and I'm looking at the politicians and the leaders and the people and the special interest people that are coming against the church right now. And I believe pastors need to be encouraged. Christians need to be encouraged. They need to stand up. They need to stand strong. And this is the number one thing. The devil's a divider. God is a uniter. God
Amen.
Wants all men, all bodies, all races, all education, all economic background, every church that believes in the name of Jesus Christ to come together. And I used the reference out of Acts 27 when Paul was on the ship and he told the centurion, Julius, that we should not leave the shore. God's told me we shouldn't leave the shore. Well, America's left the shore. They did not listen to the word of God. They're not listening to the word of God, and the devil is dividing this country. Why? Because we are not submitting and listening to the word of God. They're trying to take us from being a nation under God and becoming a nation that leads by sight and the wisdom of man, and that's always going to lead to trouble. The problem is we're on that ship, just like Paul was with the centurion and all the men that went against God's word in that moment in Acts 27. And Paul said this, and one of the most important things I think we need to hear for people and believers all across this country, I don't care where anybody's from, any city, any state, we need to stay together. So they threw ropes around the ship, and they said, we got to hold this thing together. And Paul said in Acts chapter 27 that if anybody, in 27:31, unless these men stay on the ship, you cannot be saved. And the reason that's said is because we need everybody. Nobody is more important or any less significant or any less important than anybody, any other believer in the body of Christ. We have to stay united. We're stuck on this ship. Well, we must remember that God is in control. If he said we're going somewhere, regardless of what man does, regardless of the opposition, we need to move forward. And so our church is in the middle of nowhere, literally. We're 12 miles from the nearest town. And it was discouraging in the beginning when things started happening. But nobody left the ship. Nobody abandoned ship. We all pulled together. We all prayed. The leaders got together. And we decided to take this opposition as opportunity. We got on things that we didn't do. We were just preaching on Sunday. We do Bible studies. Now we're on Zoom. We're on YouTube. We're on the radio. We're doing Facebook Live every week. We have had regular attendance, 70 to 80 people, and sometimes we have had as many as 700 people online watching the ministry. And so, and like we did Good Friday, Derek, we had, 1,200 people or something like that on Good Friday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over 1,200.
For a church in the middle of nowhere, to be able to partner with somebody like you and Hope for All International Ministries and Sports Power International, the people that we've worked with, we have reached more people in the last 9 months than we ever would have reached prior to the coronavirus, because it caused us to look at this opposition as an opportunity to adapt, to move around, to seek God's face, and to say, you know, ask him, what do you want us to do? Not be lazy, not sit back, not cower, not run, but stand up and say, no, we're going to be God's man. We're going to be God's family. We're going to join with anybody who serves Christ, and we're going to do what God called us to do, and that's to take the gospel to the world. And so just finally, one of the things, too, is during this time on the ship, number one, Paul was listening to God. We had a man of God who stood in the gap for the men. He said, everybody has to stay on the ship. So they made preparations to keep the ship together. They had to throw off certain things. We need to throw off the things that chain us. We need to throw off the things that anchor us. We need to throw off the things that distract us. They threw the cargo off the ship. They threw the tackle off the ship. And they just let her drive. Because those, you know, those are the things that are happening in America. All the things that we put on a shelf, that we idolize, we put above God, God is taking away from us systematically to show that the only thing we need in this life and the only one who's in control in this life is him. But the one thing he needs from us is unity. We cannot let what's going on in this country, in this world, distract us from following God and divide the body of Christ in the United States. And so they prayed for daylight. And that's why, like, for 14 days it was night, and so they prayed for daylight. We may be in a dark time right now, but I like, if you look over at verse 39, Acts 27, after they prayed for daylight in verse 29, in verse 39, it says, daylight came. And that's where we got to be. We have to understand the battle is the Lord's. We have to unite as a body of Christ. We have to stay focused on Jesus Christ. We have to know that God's in control. People ask me all the time, where is God in this? God's in it. God's in control. We didn't surprise God, and we just have to let him drive the ship but remain united. One of the things I would love to see is a movement of Christ across this nation, across all bodies, from church to church. Remove this four-wall prejudice we have between churches and join united across this nation for the cause of Christ and not cower from this enemy or opposition. So that's my thought. Really, this time, this corona has actually been great for our church. financially and all that hasn't really varied a whole lot. But as far as ministry goes, we have grown significantly and substantially. We're reaching beyond what we've ever reached. And so I just want to be an encouragement to every man of God out there, every woman of God out there who's discouraged. Pray for the light if you're in the dark, because it says that the light will come. We just have to stay united, stay faithful to God. He will always remain faithful to us. So,
amen.
That's what I got for today. You know, there's a time to pull back. It's like even in Egypt when the plagues came, doesn't mean we run out in the streets and get crazy. It's time to be strategic. And the people in Egypt, they went in their homes, they listened to God, and they waited. They knew the blood was on their doorposts. We are covered by the blood of Christ. They didn't run out when the angel of death came and say, "You can't touch me," or put themselves in harm's way. They were very smart, very strategic. They hid as God told them to, and God covered them and delivered them from the hand of death. And so, final verse I wrote down here was Isaiah 26:20. Sometimes you have to hide yourselves for a little while until the wrath of God passes. But we must remain united as a body of Christ. And we really should be stepping out there. You know, you're doing a great job on the radio. I would love to see people going out and just, you know, Christian lives matter, for example. Let's go out and seek and save the lost. No one can come to Christ. The Magi didn't come to Christ. The shepherds didn't come to Christ without going away as changed men after seeing the Savior. It says the shepherds preached the gospel and the people heard their word with joy and excitement. And so we just got to just pull together, be encouraged, and know God's in control. And 1 Samuel 17:47 says, "The battle is the Lord's."
All right. You put it on us, man. I'm impressed, but I just love hearing the way you break down the word of God. It truly is a blessing. And, man, I thank you, and I hope all the listeners got something out of what you said, because it's always good to hear from you. We all go back. People don't know that we grew up in the same little hood in Mineral Ridge. So, you know, and for us to be out doing what we're doing, and for him to be doing what he's doing, and he hooked me up with some great people, it is amazing. So I just want to thank you, Doc, for just being there, answering the phone call, and showing up tonight. I really do appreciate it.
Well, Derek, thank you. You know, when you say a man of God and all that, I appreciate all that. And I am grateful to be a spokesperson or a tool for Jesus Christ. But literally when people ask me, I tell them I am a sinner saved by grace that just happens to be a preacher. Why God called me from, like you said, a little town like Mineral Ridge, Youngstown there, I have no idea. I wouldn't have picked me, but we're going to do it, man. We're going to have fun.
That's right.
Too.
That's right.
No matter what.
Amen on that one. Amen. Thanks,
guys,
Rob. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Appreciate you. Love what you do, brother.
All right. Thanks. You too. You do the same.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. 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 That was Pastor Rob, good friend of mine. He's been on before, done a few services with us before. Great preacher. I'm telling you, go to Facebook in the morning, finding Pastor Rob Rhodes, and I'm telling you, friend him and listen to his morning messages. I tell you, it's a great way to start your day off. But we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving. And the next person I have coming on, coming out of my hometown, coming out of my city, actually coming out of my household, it is my big brother, one of my big brothers. He is a Marine, a veteran. He has a Purple Heart, took a bullet for the country back in the Winnie War. He wrote a book. His book is called From Man to Marine and Back Again. I'm honored to have my brother on. For y'all don't know, I'm gonna get to y'all testimonies in a minute. I know he's not gonna be long, but I would be wrong not to say nothing about my brother, because I wouldn't be here and the man I am if it wasn't for my brother. So I had to bring him on tonight. I'm going to promote his book as well. He wrote a book. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it. My brother, he is my brother, but also more than that, he's the only person I know that's been in school, and he's still in school. He hasn't finished yet. He got a couple master's degrees, just to let you know a little bit of background about him. He is a Marine. He did receive a Purple Heart for the war when he went to Afghanistan. He's a great brother. He's, you know, I couldn't ask for a better, bigger brother. One quick story about him. You know, we played football together, and I guess that's where we, you know, I used to watch him play, and the way he played football is the way he go about life. He's very serious, and he looks out for his family like he looked out for me on the football, still looking out for me. Looks out for the whole family, our mom, our other brothers, he just, our nieces and nephews, he's an awesome individual. I don't give him enough credit. We always joke around with each other. But tonight I'm going to give him his proper due as being my big brother, also a Marine, and also having a couple master's degrees. Working, if I'm not mistaken, he's working on a doctorate degree right now, still in school. So without further ado, I'm going to call my brother Rico Oliver. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. It's yours. Go ahead and give us a testify. All right.
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate what you do, and I wouldn't be who I am without for you as well. First, I give thanks to honor to God. Thank my sister-in-law over there. I appreciate her as well for taking care of my brother.
Hey.
I appreciate her. And Pastor Rhodes, I remember Rob Rhodes. Shout out to him as well. I'm not going to be long because I'm not really a center of attention type of person, but I really give props to God. That's the only reason I'm on this show is to give my quick testimony. Yes, I was a Marine. And the only thing to say about that is we all go through something in life, and I didn't anticipate going to war, but at the same time, I'm glad I went because it's a bigger testimony, not on my ability as a Marine, but all praise be to God. God got me through that. He made our relationship better because I did go through that, and I realized that we all go through something. It may not be Iraq, but we all go through something. Every day of life, we all go through something. It's not that we go through it, it's how we go through it. You know, the greater the battle, the bigger the blessing. And I'm so glad I went through the battles I went through before the war, because that right there is a testimony to myself to have the family dynamics I have, the big brothers, my younger brother, my sister, the strong female role models in my life. All that made me who I am. It made me who I am, become a Marine, and also get through the war. And with all that being said, my testimony to God to bring me through the war. And I thank him for my family, my salvation. And Pittsburgh Steelers is on tonight, and I'm going to go back and watch my game, but I had to give a testimony out to my God and my brother and my family. So that is my testimony, and God bless, take care, and more blessings for us all in the future.
Oh, hold on. Well, I got one question. If they want to get your book, yeah, From Man to Marine and Back Again, they can get it on Amazon, am I correct?
Yes, on Amazon.
All right. The name of his book is From Man to Marine and Back Again. I'm telling you, read the book. It's a blessing what he'd been through when he was over there. And if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to get in trouble, but I think his unit was one of the hardest units that was hit over in Afghanistan. So there's a lot of stuff in there that you might want to see. And if anybody want to have him come speak or talk to you, to the young men, because he is a role model. He worked with young kids, and he mentors a lot of young kids, a lot of young men as well, I should say. So I'm just sending him a shout-out and showing him some love. And you have a couple – what's your degrees in again? If you don't mind me asking.
A master of business and a master in social work.
And you're going for another of the masters too, am I correct?
No, he's going for certification in BCBA.
Okay. Okay. See, now he's been in school, so you know he got the knowledge. And Aaron, we ought to support our brothers when they go to school, when they, you know, whatever they're trying to do to help uplift other young men and just young people in together. So I thank you, brother. I know the Steelers is on Steeler Nation, so I'm trying to get all the Steeler people out first. You know, a lot of haters that don't like the Steelers. I'm not going to call them out right now, but go ahead and watch the game for me, and I'll be joining you in a second. Thanks. Love you.
Yeah, love you, too.
All right.
Merry
all right. We're going to keep it moving. Now we're getting ready to, I don't know, those are Pastor Rob and my brother. I asked them to come on, and again, we're going to keep moving the testimonies on. I'm coming to you. So when I hit you, I'm going to ask you on. I'm going to say your last four, your number, Let me know you hear me, 9592, and you are connected. 9592.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Bluette.
Hey, Sister Bluette, how you doing? Evangelist Bluette, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Look,
amen.
I'm not really sure because I'm telling you, Pastor Rob was on it. I mean, that's my testimony, my whole testimony since this pandemic. I've been doing more ministry in this pandemic my whole entire life, okay?
Amen.
And when
amen.
I tell you, when God said that we were going to do greater work, we're supposed to be his hands and feet.
Jeez.
Because there's more of us to do it. Okay?
Amen.
So we're supposed to be the hands and feet. And since this pandemic, to all praises and honor belongs to God. From March
amen.
Until March until now, my family has been feeding and taking care of the elderly and the fragile in the community. From April all the way up to July, we were fortunate to feed the homeless until the food program started up for the kids in the summer. And in all this time that we were feeding every day, from April all the way until July, my daughter was in the hospital with anti-NMDA. I'm talking about she was dead at one time.
Jeez.
So we did not miss not one day. We did not miss one day. My husband would come up there to the hospital and keep I didn't leave the hospital. The whole 2.5 months she was in the hospital. And my husband would come up there from work, stay with my daughter while I go feed the homeless down at the Villa Lodge. It's a lodge down in Lawrenceville, which they closed now. But we did not miss not one day. Also, when I tell you, for my daughter, she was diagnosed with anti-MMDA, a receptor for inflammation of the brain. It has showed me and just brought me closer, not just to my family, but to do more for others. Because God allowed me to see, and I had just prayed a couple of months before that, Lord, I need, show me you.
Jesus.
And a lot of times we don't like the results, but I had so much peace in the whole time that she was in this comatose stage at one time. She was on the news at one time when she jumped out of a two-story window and was missing.
Wow.
Over the summertime. She was institutionalized for about a week and a half trying to, you know, get some medications and things together. And not one time did we waver in our faith. And God was just showing me. I'm showing
thank
you me.
Lord.
And all
thank
of this,
you, Lord. Thank
and
you,
all
Lord.
This time he has been providing for my family. And we didn't get the SBA. We never got any loans from the SBA loans that everybody was getting. We never got a stimulus check. And when I tell you, I saved so much money, not getting no loans from nobody and no extra money from the government. When I tell you, God is so faithful in what he's doing in this time. He wants us out these four walls. Okay,
thank
people
you, Lord.
Are so desperate right now. They're thirsty.
Jesus.
People are thirsty. This is a good time for us to go out and knock these doors down. You know, we knock different religions, but they faithful.
Thank
they're
you,
faithful.
Lord.
They're still knocking on doors. They're still praying, you know, 3 and 4
amen.
Times a day.
Amen.
Okay, if we could pick up some of what they're doing and apply it to our lives, we wouldn't be in such a funk right now.
Amen.
And when I tell you that is, this is my testimony. With the Thanksgiving dinners, the Thanksgiving boxes, me and my family, we had a privilege to join it with another church, and we packed. Me and my family helped pack 1,600 boxes for Thanksgiving and 300 families for Christmas. And
thank you,
when I tell you, we have to give back. We have to give back. We so
amen.
We want get gimme, gimme, gimme. No, we have to give back. We have to get out there. We have to reach others. We have to tell others. We have to witness to others. Let people know. I witnessed so much in that hospital with my daughter. This one Muslim, my daughter was at the her diagnosis make you think that she's bipolar schizophrenia. She just go off at any time. And honey, when I tell you, I was the right parent to have a child to go through what she went through. And she had a Muslim sitter one time, and my daughter started acting up, and we were talking about Christ and the difference between the religion. And she didn't believe on laying her hands. My daughter started acting crazy, so I said, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
My daughter stopped in her track.
Thank you,
and I told that young lady, I said, whenever you get in a situation
yes.
that you can't get out, you plead the blood of Jesus.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
She saw it work. She saw.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
She saw. The blood of
Thank
Jesus
you,
works. If you work.
Amen.
Work.
Amen.
But this was my testimony with the, and I'm not, well, I'm just going to say some quick about my daughter. You can follow, Asha started her Instagram, following her process in this, her inflammation of the brain, where she couldn't do anything. She couldn't swallow. She couldn't walk. She was on Pampers. They told me that it was going to take 18 months, up to 18 months for her to recover. She recovered in a month and a half.
Jesus, thank you.
A month and
thank
a half.
You. Thank you.
I just thank God for. I just thank God for. But another shout out to my daughter Vanessa. She's starting her
Thank
own
you.
Company. She's opening up a Airbnb downtown Atlanta. And
right.
She's on a vent break. She does a vent break every day, twice a day on a vent break. It's called Vent Break on Instagram. And I'm just proud of my girls and how he's just using us, you know, to be his hands and feet and his mouthpiece. Y'all
Amen.
Pray, you know, pray for the Bluett family as we continue to just do his work and out on this battlefield. Because I'm telling you, it's so much fun just witnessing people and just sharing
yes.
his goodness.
Thank
okay,
you,
sharing
Lord.
His goodness in this yes. in this yes. so-called pandemic.
Jesus. Amen.
Happy holidays. I hope I didn't take up too much time, but I love you guys. Just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Glory to God. Glory
Thank
to God.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Yes.
That was a blessing, man. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Still doing God's work when your daughter is up in the condition that her daughter was in. That is amazing. During the pandemic, you know, because at any point she could have just said, I quit. I ain't doing this no more. But we're going to keep moving. I know I got a lot of calls on here, I'm going to try to be respectful because I got my man on. I'm going to give him a few minutes to testify. I'm going to try to get to everybody. I got Bishop. I know he probably don't want to come on, but I got to have him on. Bishop Omar, I'm coming to you in a second. I got to get Elder Bazaar, get him a quick testimony and how the Lord has been blessing him during the pandemic of 2020. I got my main man. He's been with me the longest. He's had the longest program on Chaos Talk with Watchmen on the Wall. He's been with me since I was about 9 years old. He's still rocking with me. So I had to have him come on and give a testimony because the way I make it through, the people you hear is people who've encouraged me to keep it going. So I would be ignorant not to have Elder Bazaar to give a quick testimony tonight. Go ahead, Elder.
All right. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for his love and his mercy. He's wonderful. He's so wonderful. I don't know how to express myself and listening on the testimonies what God can do. He never fails. He's always there when you want it. And sometimes you might not think he don't come on your time, but he's always on time. I thank God for this last year, 2020. 2020 is a divine eyesight on and on the world and the condition that it's in, but although it's in bad shape, Jesus Christ still rules and reigns. He's the one that's going to bring us through all this pandemic and all this was coming, and he'll brought us through all this in the past. I'm here to tell you Jesus Christ is the answer to everything that you need. He has brought me from a mighty, mighty long way in carrying this gospel and telling people that God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you more than anything in the world. That's why he died, to save us from our sins and that we can be a benefit to other people on this planet. And that's one thing about God. He's a loving God. And I know 2020 has been a dynamic year for me because there's a lot of Bible prophecy that was fulfilled in 2020. And one of the greatest, because there's many prophecies that have been yet to come, and then there's in the past, but one of the greatest prophecies that struck me and made me jump up and shout to recognize that Jesus Christ is soon to come. So we must work while it is day, for when night comes, no man can work. So I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm working for the Lord, because 2020, one thing happened in 2020, and that was in, I think it was in June sometime, when President Trump, before he got in president, he made an offer and to tell the world that if he get in president, be the president, that he will make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And when he said that, I leaped high in the sky, because Jerusalem has to be the capital of Israel before Jesus Christ will come, because that's where he's going to rule and reign at. So when he said that, I was jumping and shouting. I said, Lord, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing. And this happened in 2020. So the divine eye, and there's a lot of things going to happen, and I'm getting ready to shut down. A lot of things going to happen between now and 2028 that we're going to see. So saints of God, wherever you are, who, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. If you're saved, work while it is day. Praise the Lord. Give glory to God. Talk to people. Witness to people. Let them know. Look, I'm not trying to push nothing on you. I'm not trying to push nothing on you, but I'm going to tell you this. John 3:16 tells you exactly what you got to do in order to see God, in order to live with the Lord forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the verse in the Bible, and there's many more. That one verse right there makes me jump and shout, because God give me the privilege, amen, to express what he done for me. He done so much for me, I can't tell it all. So I'm going to tell you all the saints that hear me. God bless you. Get back with you again. Tell you some more, and you can tell me some more, because I'm learning, and maybe I can teach somebody else. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your testimonies. I thank you for you serving the Lord. I'm going to pray for you and give glory to God. If I don't see you here, I guarantee you I'll see you in glory. God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Love you, God.
Amen.
We're going to keep it moving. Okay, you got anything you want to say about before I hit my next caller? My next caller, I'm coming at 1585. Last four, 1585. We're coming to you in about 2 seconds. And before we go, I got to ask Kay, you got anything you want to say thus far?
No, I'm enjoying the testimonies and hearing about the goodness of the Lord. So keep it going.
All right, we're going to 1585, last four, and let's see how we're going. Amen. Are you there, caller? Oh, I guess I lost that caller. I guess they didn't want to testify. Okay, well, let me go to 9421. See if they want to testify. You on the air with D&K Bible Break. Do you have a testimony for us? I'm going one. I'm going twice. All right, we're going to mute you. All right, I'm going to 0036. You got a testimony for us. We're coming on. We're moving fast. I'm trying to get as many as I can. 0036, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. We want to hear your testimony.
Praise God. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It is good to hear everyone's voices. It is also wonderful to be able to say once again, to God I give all the glory, the honor, the praise, and trusting God for all the miraculous works that he's doing on this earth that we live in. And thanking him for allowing us to keep pushing, because during this time, with things that are happening on this earth, we have to keep pushing.
Amen.
And we have to keep ourselves lifted, because it's greater than we could ever imagine. And we have to always realize that we're dealing with a powerful God. And Satan may think that he has upper hand and everything, but he has no power at all. God
Amen.
Has all power. I love you all tonight. And I
we love you too.
And I pray that you keep praying for me. And I will always do likewise with you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 You know, I got a lot of ears in my voice. Kay, was that Miss Rice?
That was her voice. Yes, sir.
Okay, Miss Rice. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. I love you too.
Amen.
I thought that was her, but I got people in my ear. I'm trying to get some overseas people, but we having trouble connecting with them. I'm gonna give them a few more minutes, and when my engineer tell me we good, we're good. They're calling in, but they're not getting in. The lines are busy, and we're trying to get some people, representatives over the seas. We're trying to get them to call in. They keep emailing me, and we can't do emails yet, but we're just trying to get them to come on the line so we can hear their voice. But, Kay, you want to give your testimony right now?
All right. Well, giving honor to God, to my husband on the line, and everybody that's calling in, listening up tonight. My testimony, I just thank God for this year. This has been an awesome year. I know it's been a lot of negative things going on. I've lost loved ones this year. But at the end of the day, I still give God all the glory, because he's still on the throne, and there's nothing happening that's taking him by surprise. So I just thank God that everything that he's doing for me and my family. I thank him for how he's blessing the ministry, how he's pushing me to do greater. And the only thing I want to do in this life is please the Lord. Nothing else matters. Everything that he wants me to do, that's my desire, is to walk the way he wants me to walk, to talk the way he wants me to talk. And I look forward to all the doors that he will be opening and all the doors that he will be shutting, because he knows what's best. So I trust him and I thank him. And I thank God for keeping my family. I have teenagers, and this is like kind of hard during this pandemic for the teenagers, when it comes to, like, personally what I see is a lot of mental things going on in regards to them not being able to go out socializing with their friends and doing things that they're used to doing. So I thank God for keeping the teenagers at this time, because they're in a different state. I know us grown people, we think that they can get over it and they'll be all right, but it is a lot of teenagers out there that's going through a lot of things. And I thank God for keeping the ones that's in this household and keeping the ones that's in your household. So I thank God for just covering all of our children, all of our youth, all of our young babies under his blood, under his protection. And I thank God for touching all the essential workers, the single moms, the single dads out there. I just thank God for keeping them. And I pray that everyone continue to keep God first in their life. And
Amen.
That's all. Amen.
All right. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm still working on my technical difficulties. And better yet, the best person to bring on right now is I'm bringing him on. I don't know if he's prepared to come on or not, but I'm bringing on the Bishop, Bishop Omar Zachary, Praise Tabernacle Church here in Lawrenceville. I got the Bishop on.
Hey, Doc, can you hear me?
We hear you good, Doc.
All right, man. All right. So glad to just thank God for another day. We're here, me and my family, we're here at one of our church mother's homes, Mother Bessie White, sitting right here enjoying breaking bread with her and her daughter, Sister Kathy. And we just, I tell you what, I can say a lot about the year. We've had such a, it's been a trying year, but when we look back over it, we can see that God has favored us and he has truly blessed us throughout this 2020. In the beginning of 2020, or I think towards the end of 2019, my wife, she spoke of 2020 vision. We didn't know what all was going to be, of course, taking place. We didn't know nothing about the pandemic and all that, but God has favored us. And I'm reminded what the first pastor, what he stated when he got on about how God has stretched the ministry and pushed the ministry in areas that he never dreamed of. And when I started pastoring back in 2008, we always, at the end of each service, we've always quoted Matthew 28:19-20, which says, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." But this year, that scripture literally manifested for our church, for our ministry. And as Elder Oliver stated, a lot of churches closed down. Our physical building, we, for the safety of the people and not really knowing what was going on with the virus and trying to follow the CDC guidelines, we closed our building down, I think, towards the end of March, the early part of April. And from that time, we have literally become an international ministry where we are heard and followed from all over the world. And through that, we was able to, me and my precious wife, we was able to birth Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, which is a ministry we started probably around March or April when the pandemic hit. The Lord allowed us, put it in our heart to be able to have a weekly service in which I was able to preach. My wife was able to minister, and my children were able to go forth in ministry also. So we just, you know, God has widened our territory. Our Facebook audience went from, we were doing little highlights for the past few years. My sister was doing just little highlights on Facebook Live throughout the service, and different other ones was just highlighting certain parts of the service. But now we are Facebook Live for the whole service, and we have partners, people that are fellowshipping with us all over the United States of America, you know, that are tuning in and that are being blessed every Thursday night, every Sunday morning. I just got word from my sister. We preached a message last Tuesday night. That was our first time doing Facebook Live for our Tuesday night Bible study. We're normally on Chaos, but we did it over the Facebook Live and Chaos last Tuesday night. And as of yesterday, the message we preached, exchanging gifts on the TikTok, there was over 6,000, almost 7,000 views just from last Tuesday night. So we, you know, to God be the glory. We're not looking for no praise. This is just what my family does. And, you know, we try to encourage other families to do the same thing. You know, it's easy to come into the church and put on a show, but I'm concerned about what you do when you get home. I'm mostly concerned about, it's good for folks to call me a great pastor. That's good. But most of all, I want to be called a great husband by my wife, and I want to be called a great father by my children. So I'm just grateful, grateful to God for what he's allowed us, even in the changes with our ministry, our local church. God has still blessed us to have a great following of those that are coming to the building, and then we still have a greater, even a greater following of those that are deciding to stay at home and watch by Facebook Live. And we're just, you know, we're just, like I say, Scripture says, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the good things that God has in store for those that love him. And we're just grateful. Praise Tabernacle. We're on the move, and we're yet glorifying God. We're going to be probably changing locations, our physical location. We're going to be making some changes because, as everyone knows, it's been real hard on families. Been real difficult, definitely financially, on families. And one thing that I don't ask the pastor of our church, I don't want to be a burden financially on the people. I don't want them to have more burden on trying to help take care of building and things like that. So we're making some adjustments. God has already given me favor with a few pastors in the area that's already agreed to allow us to come in and that'll help out the families, help out the church. We may be able to hopefully start back saving a little money and different things like that. So my main objective, we've proven to the devil that even if the building is not there, we'll preach from our garage. So our ministry has, by the grace of God, has exploded from our garage, and we're just grateful. So, you know, the Zachary family, we're yet praising God. We're sitting right here eating a great dinner that's been prepared by Mother White. We're having a great fellowship. And the Oliver family, I tell you, y'all, it seems like we've been knowing y'all for years. Y'all just came in and fit right in with us, and we're grateful to God. All the Chaos listeners, we just thank you so much. Praise Tabernacle, we thank you so much. One last thing, we are celebrating our 12-year. We are celebrating our 12-year church anniversary. And I know some folks, many that have started and thrown in the towel, but we're grateful to God that he's allowed us to stay in the vineyard and yet proclaiming that Jesus is still alive and he's still saved. So we just thank y'all for this opportunity on behalf of me and my family, my lovely wife, Lady Zachary, and her new CD, her new, what is it, her new single. It is No Secret to What God Can Do. And many of y'all don't know it, but it was her voice that attracted me to her first. Amen. And I'm just grateful that God has blessed my lovely wife to be able to meet a goal that she has been dreaming of for a long time. So we're just grateful. The Zachary family, we are here. We're ready for 2021. If the Lord see fit, we're going to keep preaching. We're going to keep singing. My children are going to keep playing and witnessing and doing what we do. So thank you all so much for allowing us to be a part of D&K Bible Break.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Bishop. Hey, I won't get in trouble by interrupting your dinner. If I'd known you was in dinner, I could have, you know, bypassed that. I heard the message yesterday, and, you know, I don't want you getting no looks across the table while you're on the phone. But we appreciate you. We love y'all. And we're going to keep promoting. I'm going to let you go back to dinner. We're going to keep promoting this single from your wife, and hopefully we get some people to buy it. You know, it's only a dime talking to people, you know. I don't know if I got any millionaires on the line, but I know $1.92 ain't going to hurt a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, we spend more of that than McDonald's. So, you know, we just and it's a great song. So I just think we should support one another. And it's a great, if you listen to it, if you hear on Thursdays on Sunday morning singing, you definitely want to get this and put it in your iPod, or put it in your, put it on your music list, because it's a great ministry song. And we just want to say we thank y'all for the 12 years. We want to thank you for this year. And I want you to get back to dinner, because I don't want you to get in trouble. I know my wife is looking at me. She's about to look at me funny, Pastor, because the Steelers are about to play and we're about to end this. So, come on, 8:15. That's right. That's right. I sent a text in the group text if you saw it. You know, that applies. So, yes, everyone in the group that got text with the Steelers symbol, do not call. That's exactly what I don't call. I'm not available in a few minutes. But we just want to say thank you, Pastor, for taking us to that next level, taking us around the mountain. And we'll be talking to you soon. And I'm going to do the promotion for tomorrow night. Go ahead and enjoy your dinner. We'll holler at you.
Thank you, man. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Amen.
Amen. That was Bishop. Bishop Zachary. And I just want to thank everyone who has called in tonight and that wanted to testify. I couldn't get to everybody's testimony. And from the numbers I'm getting and from what I'm understanding, we will come back and do this again. I don't know when. I'll talk to Kay and we'll see. We do another continuous of testifying on Monday just to get your testimony out and let everybody know how good God is being to you, regardless of what the government says or what your community is saying, what your job is saying. We all know that the Lord has the final say. And
amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing us this platform to do what we do and to give people a chance to hear what's going on. And from all the response I'm getting from over the seas, I just want to say thank you. I apologize we couldn't get to you, but we just want to say thank you, Pastor Rob, Elder Bazaar, Evangelist Bluett. I want to thank you for your testimonies, Sister Rice, Evangelist Rice, Mother Rice. That's my prayer. She's my bodyguard when it comes to prayer. So we just want to send a special shout out to her as well for all those that listened, for all those that tuned in, and a lot of people telling me the lines are busy. Special shout out to my brother who jumped on the line real quick. Thank the Lord for him. And again, I can't say enough about Pastor Rob. Good people, good friend, good brother, and just good people. And I'm telling you, to start your day off, if you listen to him in the morning, I'm telling you, you'll get through the evening. It's like a B12 shot. It'll get you through. I guarantee you that. To my own Bishop, Bishop Omar, I just want to say thank him again. His family and what they meant to us going through the pandemic has been great. You know, we ain't missed no meals over here. I ain't had a skinny day, and it seemed like I keep getting bigger and bigger. But we eat good, and not to say bragging, but the Lord has blessed us from the beginning of the year all the way to the end of the year. And I just want to, you know, say thank him for that. Thank him for the platform that we have. Thank him for my wife, who, you know, I can't say, there's not a word or an adjective or something I can use to describe how of a blessing she is to me, and for us to be able to do what we do. And you know, she makes sure I'm very well prepared before I do whatever I do, and she has really, really taken us to a whole nother level. So with that being said, I'm going to get ready to get out of here, and I'm going to have her close us out in prayer.
All right. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. Thank you for all the testimonies that went forth on tonight. We pray that everyone have a blessed week, and we thank you for being the reason for this season. Not about the gifts, but it's about you. We thank you and we praise you. And we ask that you continue to keep our families covered in your blood. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for being our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.